Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Pebbles of Truth. Over the next few weeks, a strange fever is going to take over our country, as countless people will start filling out brackets and becoming unusually interested in college basketball. And it's a condition known as March Madness, as the NCAA men's basketball tournament takes place. And here at Pebbles of Truth, we're going to have our own version of March Madness as we explore four areas of parenting that can really drive parents crazy. So with me here all this month will be one of my colleagues at House on the Rock, and of course, dad to three children himself, Scott Phillips. So, Scott, what maddening area of parenting are we going to explore this week?
Well, Cap, I think it's only appropriate that we begin with kids' sports. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed how over the past 20 years, our kids' sports have like slowly taken over our calendars and lives?
Oh, absolutely. Come to think of it, there's rarely a time in the spring or summer or fall that I don't drive by an athletic field somewhere near my house and some team or another isn't out there practicing.
Yeah, that just means in the winter they found a gym somewhere.
That's true.
You know, back when you and I were growing up, playing a sport was a 2 or 3 month commitment. Now it's year-round. Mm-hmm. And when I was an elementary kid, we had 4 options to choose from. We could play baseball, basketball, football, and maybe wrestling. Mm-hmm. Now virtually every popular sport has a local kids program. I mean, you see kids playing soccer all the time, lacrosse, there's swimming, there's hockey, you name it. And, you know, back when you and I were playing, sports didn't even start till you were like in third grade, and now you can start as young as 3 years old.
It does seem kind of crazy. But Scott, also, sports can teach our kids a lot of valuable skills and character traits, you know, like respecting other players and officials, persevering through practices, you know, learning new skills, having a positive attitude. I mean, those are good things, aren't they?
Oh, sure. Playing sports can teach our kids a lot of things that they'll need later in life, and get some exercise as well, and that's always a good thing. Mm-hmm. So there isn't anything inherently wrong with sports. In fact, there's not a bigger sportsman around than me. But now that I'm a dad, I'm starting to see some of the downsides of kids' sports.
What kind of downsides are you talking about?
Well, one thing that I've been told over and over again is that if my son does not play a sport year-round at the highest level possible, there's just no way he'll ever get a college scholarship. Cap, the boy's in third grade. I mean, if I'm already thinking about a college scholarship, I think my priorities as dad need adjusting. Uh-huh. And putting those kind of expectations on our kids, I just don't think it's helpful at all. And another thing about that, that kind of commitment that really bothers me is that means my son couldn't do other things that aren't sports.
It does seem that sports tend to be king in most areas of our society today, and of course, we should always try to give our kids opportunities to develop their interests in other areas, you know, like music and art. Of course, let's not forget about exploring their faith as well.
Oh, absolutely. Sports leagues used to respect church by rarely scheduling things on Wednesday nights and certainly never on a Sunday. But now every night of the week is used, and many Sundays, in fact, even Sunday mornings. So parents, we're going to need to think about what we're teaching our kids about the priority that God plays in our life when it comes to our kids' sports.
Well, Scott, as with everything else, we can turn to the Bible for guidance. It seems to me that Paul was a very big sports fan. In fact, in 1 Corinthians, he compares the Christian walk to running a marathon and says that we should always run to win the race.
And that's something else that sports can teach our kids. They need to give their best every time, even when they're losing or they're in the middle of a really losing season. Mm-hmm. 1 Corinthians also gives us another verse that we can apply to kids' sports. 10:31 says, of course, that whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. And perhaps that's the key to this whole topic, Cap. But we parents need to ask ourselves, are our kids' sports helping or hurting our family's faith walk and witness to others?
Challenging stuff, Scott. Thank you. I guess that's why we're calling this series March Madness for Parents.
You got it.
But next week, we're going to be talking about another maddening area of parenting, so you won't want to miss that at all. So until next week, let's keep building our house on the rock. You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.